Well, over the years, we have talked about the traditional holiday shopping season that used to start with Black Friday. That's kind of gone by the wayside. It seems more true than ever this year. Halloween barely over, and it seemed so-called Black Friday deals were already popping up everywhere in stores and online. This is not my imagination. The push keeps moving back further and further, doesn't it?
It is creeping ever backward.
So what is the outlook for retailers this holiday shopping season?
It's a very cheerful outlook. The only question is, how prosperous will it be? Every prediction has sales accelerating, with some analysts predicting the merriest Christmas since 2005.
That's pretty impressive, and that's kind of surprising, considering, I guess, in some ways, you know, people still maybe feeling uneasy. But I guess what your story found was that maybe not so much.
There's a lot of consumer confidence. The stock market is doing really well. Also, saving rates are down a little bit. But also, the jobless rate is the lowest since 2000. And that also gives people a lot of optimism.
Is there a sense of, in those predictions you talked about, just how big it could be this year?
Well, the most optimistic numbers predict a 6% increase. And that's really significant. And on even the low end is around 4%.
So in your piece, you also mentioned that there may be a major benchmark that's reached in that constant tug of war we've seen in recent years between sales in brick and mortar stores and sales online. What might we see this year?
This year, we are expecting to see more transactions occur online than in actual stores.
And that's a pretty big deal.
That is a huge deal, although it isn't as dire as it sounds for the brick-and-mortar stores, because many of those sales will be from the websites of Macy's and Walmart and Target, and a lot of folks will order things online and then go to the store and pick them up and hopefully buy a gift or two while they're there.
I was going to say, brick-and-mortar stores are still, you know, very much in the game, and as you just mentioned, there is an opportunity perhaps for them to use the online sales as an entree to bring people in and maybe have, you know, those big sales in store as well that might attract people's attention. So brick and mortar stores aren't necessarily going to change their philosophy, right?
They aren't. I think that they know the way that that the wind is blowing as millennials and Gen Xers become a bigger part of the buying public. We have generations that are really, really comfortable using their smartphones to make purchases, and that's not going away.
Is that the major reason for the shift to online is because of the younger millennial Gen X audiences, or even just, you know, other people kind of getting more familiar, more comfortable with shopping online?
I think that other people are becoming more comfortable. But the as the millennials and the Gen Xers mature and have more buying power, they are having a greater say in the way business is transacted.
With this all kind of happening, you know, more online now, is there a sense that this could also mean the end of Black Friday as we knew it, or is there still going to be that big push the day after Thanksgiving, or also even like Cyber Monday? You know, are those kind of one day event type of things, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, becoming a little bit more antiquated, or is that still something that retailers look at very, very closely?
I think that they are traditions or have become traditions. Cyber Monday is obviously a lot newer than Black Friday, but I think that it is a tradition for many people. They see it as a fun event to go out and shop on Black Friday. A lot of people are off from work. That's when they there are lots and lots of doorbusters. And it's not clear yet whether or not we'll have a resurgence of the past couple years phenomenon of actually shopping on Thanksgiving Day. I think that might be kind of falling by the wayside a little bit.
And you talk about those doorbusters we've traditionally seen in stores on Black Friday. We're also seeing a lot more of those type of things even already online, kind of the doorbuster kind of migrating online as well.
Yes, and offering promotions online coupons, timed kind of things like the Black Friday doorbuster in a store might be available for 4 hours or so online. So there is a sense of time and urgency that accompanies getting the big deal no matter where you buy it.
You also mentioned in your piece that Small Business Saturday seems to really be catching on. Tell us a little bit about what you learned about its growth.
Well, I think that people are very much interested in supporting their local business people and finding things that are a little bit different. So they're going to boutiques, going to mom and pop stores, and supplementing that with the big box buys online.
And I imagine for those small businesses, the key is to kind of capture those audiences. When they come in on that maybe Small Business Saturday, find a way to maybe kind of turn them around and keep them coming back.
They are. They're offering loyalty programs. They offer really, in many cases, superb service so that you just don't get when you're clicking.
So tell us a little bit more about what you learned about when people are shopping during the holiday season and exactly how much we might expect to see them spend during this holiday shopping season.
Well, they are spending more and they are starting earlier. I talked with people who started earlier because they plan to spend more and they wanted to kind of stretch out those purchases. Instead of having that huge credit card bill in December that they are buying all for months and months, and then spreading it out.
Yeah, I guess so. The idea is that you don't have that December bill that comes in January and gives you sticker shock. Then maybe you spread it out over November, December, and January.
Yeah, and some people are very disciplined about it. I spoke to one mom who is buying for her two daughters as well as a bunch of nieces and nephews, and she's very disciplined. She buys one or two gifts every time she gets a paycheck, and it's really been a great budgeting tool for her.
And you mentioned more people intend to spend more. That kind of crosses across lines, right? Across economic lines, and maybe people who have more money will spend more. But even people maybe on the lower end of the income scale are expected to spend more. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it might not be on big ticket items, but they know that the deals are out there or will be out there. And they just seem to be feeling a little bit more optimistic this year.
Are there any benefits to waiting to shop, to the procrastinator? Or are retailers really kind of leading with their best deals and waiting doesn't necessarily mean you'll get a better deal later? Some people seem to think that, like, well, if I wait and they get desperate, they'll slash the price even more.
I think it depends on what's on your list. If you are looking for something and you want to have a bunch of choices, different, that color sweater that you have to have or whatever, don't wait for inventories to dwindle down. If you see a good deal, grab it. You can always go back and exchange it later if you see the price plummet. I think that that retailers are leading with their best, and there isn't any reason to hold back.
And I guess that also is true for anything that's kind of considered a hot item that could be harder to get. Do we have any sense of what those hot items might be this year?
Well, there are various things in the toy category that are always hot. And Toys R Us and Target are advertising them, as is Amazon. And there are also jewelry is a pretty good category, accessories, and apparel.
And, of course, always the electronics. Those are, I guess, where you traditionally see some of those big doorbusters, whether it be TVs, computers, things like that. That's almost a kind of a staple these days of holiday shopping, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else that you found interesting as you were kind of delving into this year?
Well, I think that one of the things that we're going to see, if you are shopping in the stores, is that there will be fewer people to help you. That seasonal hiring has shifted from the store to the warehouse where they will be fulfilling those online orders. So I think that that might be a problem. I don't know whether or not the brick-and-mortar stores are getting it right. I think that if you don't have people to wait on customers, that kind of drives them to their laptops. So we'll see how that works out.
You're going to have to kind of find that sweet spot, having just enough people there to make the service good enough, but also understanding that maybe you don't have as many people to serve. It's very interesting. And obviously, we even know here locally, Amazon has really ratcheted up its hiring for the holiday season at its fulfillment center. So there's no doubt there is that shift going on. Eileen, thank you so much for taking time this week to tell us about what's going on with holiday shopping.